Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here I stand, I can do no other. 508 years ago. Long time, isn't it? All right, imagine this is Worms Cathedral. All right, at the front of the cathedral is the Holy Roman Emperor, Philip V. Actually, this is Pope Francis I, so what the heck? All right, where you folks are sitting would be the electors of the Holy Roman Empire. Now realize, Holy Roman Empire, which is the new Roman Empire, does not have a king that is succeeded by his children. They have electors that vote in who's the leader going to be. Okay, and that's why they're called electors. Pretty much the electors of the Holy Roman Empire were split between Luther's followers and the followers of the Roman Catholic Church. And so Luther had been writing all this stuff about that the Bible should be the most important thing. There was a philosophy in the Catholic Church that the Bible was too good for the common people. They were forbidden to read the Bible. I actually kept right on until this century. You know, Bible studies at Roman churches is new. I mean, most of them have it now, but that's not something that people that grew up Roman Catholic actually experienced as they were younger. All right, so Luther comes in, and there is a huge amount of people there. Now, there's no pews or anything, because when people went to church, they stood, okay? Gallery was full of people. Luther's followers, Roman Catholic followers. And the person who was a cardinal of the church went to Luther. He was the prosecuting attorney and said, all right, are these your works? He said, yes. He said, okay, will you recant? In other words, say, I was wrong, they're not true. And Luther knew what the danger was, because if he didn't, he was there to, if he was being made guilty, he was going to be burned at the stake for heresy. I mean, this is a major problem, okay? And he says, can I have overnight to think about it? Well, yes, you can. And I wish we had your TV working, Pastor, because I have this. I showed it 1 year. About 8 years ago here with one of the projectors from the movie Luther with Ralph Fiennes. Anyway, the dialogue in there is right out of the dialogue that happened during the trial. I mean, there's nothing added. That's just what happened. So Luther prayed all night long. And Luther couldn't believe that since he was a sinner, he was totally forgiven. So when he went to confession, it wasn't, please forgive me all my sins. He had to go and mention every little sin he'd ever done since his last confession. And sometimes his confessions would last 3-4 hours. And finally, his father confessor said, enough! You're forgiven! Just let it go! So, that night, am I forgiven, Lord? And he had a long talk with God. And the next day, they said, will you recant? And he says, unless you show me in Scripture that I am wrong, here I stand, I can do no other. Where did you hear that today, before the church started? What we believe as Lutheran Christians is that the Bible is the be-all, tell-all, and end-all of everything to do with religion. If it doesn't say it in the Bible, we don't believe it. If it does say it, we believe it. Sometimes I don't understand. But the Bible says it, so therefore it is. And I think that's hard for us as Christians to understand that. I mean, if you've come to my Bible class, Bible study class, you've heard me say that many times, and many times I've had to say, I don't know, I have to look it up and do a little bit of study. Because the Bible is a document, because remember, it's not just one book, it's 66 books. And if we add the Apocrypha, there's another 10 to go in there. But these books were inspired by God. He told the people who wrote it what to write. Now, I've had arguments with people, and they said, well, a lot of these stories that Moses wrote down happened before. So, it didn't happen when he said it happened. I said, really? Where does it say it happened? Did he give you a date? What did God tell him to do? Write it down. Look at all the older people in the Old Testament. Methuselah lived 907 years. Noah lived 708 or something like that. So we know those people lived that time. Okay? So that was long before Moses' time, right? So when he's talking about that, didn't happen during his lifetime, did it? God told him to write it down. Head of the Jesuits back then. Jesuits were New Order watchdogs of the church. God's sword is what they were called. Father General of the Jesuits said, I wish we could just get rid of the Bible. It's not really needed. Catholic Church had something called Holy Tradition. Well, what's Holy Tradition? Well, if you had a council of the church that got together and decided something that was different from what it said in the Bible, then what was said in the council overrid what was in the Bible. So the council. Because if God led us all to decide that, then it's not important what's in the Bible, it's what's in the council that's important. So Luther is fighting this when he went and translated the Bible from Latin, the Vulgate, and the Greek, Hebrew, into German. Luther invented the German language. Now remember, just before that time, about 100 years, there were two English Bibles written. What happened to both of them? Well, one person died. Okay? Wycliffe was burned at the stake. The first person that died, they dug up his bodies, burned his bones at the stake. Because the Bible's too good for the common people. They shouldn't be reading the Bible. Luther translated it, had pamphlets made up, gave it out, and that's the first time people actually had a chance to read what was in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, when the Catholic Church asked him to recant, Luther stood and said, if you can show me in Scripture where I am wrong, I'll recant. Otherwise, here I stand, I can do no other. Because if it's not in the Bible, okay, it's not important. If it's in the Bible, it is. Well, I find it very interesting if you were paying attention to our readings about the law in both the epistle and in the gospel today. Why on this day of Reformation do we focus on the law? Good question, isn't it? Pull up your Romans reading. Verse 19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. What is justification? forgiveness of sins. So, no human being will have his sins forgiven in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. Where does forgiveness come from? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's keep on reading this again. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested or shown apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God, here it comes, through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all y'all, all of us, however you want to say it, have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. Remember the first time we were talking about what grace is? And I'm going to quote, yeah, you're just saying it right now. Carolyn, say it again. Undeserved kindness. Since we're sinners, do we deserve forgiveness? Stop and think about that. Not at all. Mm-hmm. But it's through the grace of God that we are forgiven. When we look at the Protestant Reformation, the first tenet of the Roman Catholic Church is you are not forgiven freely. You have to earn your forgiveness. So forgiveness comes through works, not through grace. So the very first sola, and sola means alone, of the Protestant Reformation, is grace alone. Now, there are five solas. We only have three up there. And the thing is, mostly are just, when we quote them, we quote the three. But grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, Christ alone, and then soli deo gloria. For the glory of God. And the word soli is the plural form of solo. God is three. Soli Deo Gloria. Now, if those are the tenets of the Protestant Reformation, do those make sense? Yes. What do they do for us? It means we're sinners, but we're saved by grace. It means that we have faith alone. What is faith? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about faith, we don't have faith in Christ. We have the faith of Christ. It's his faith in us that is working. That's why it's a gift, folks. Scripture alone. If you throw out the Bible, what do you have?
Nothing.
Nothing. By Christ alone. Without Jesus going, where's our cross? It's over here on this side. Without Jesus going to that cross, what do we have?
Nothing.
Nothing. But all of this is to the glory of God. I look at our psalm today in the Psalm 46. This is the one that A Mighty Fortress, which we're going to sing later, is actually based on. But when I look here, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. When we need him, he's there. I had somebody say one time, well, yeah, but it's when we're in trouble is when we turn to him. Why don't we turn to him when we're not in trouble? You know? Well, we do, but it's not one of those things, Lord, I need you now. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, and we have 4 feet of water in our church. Okay? I mean, it could have been very easily we just said, all right, enough. We give up. We're not. We're in here worshiping. We got stuff all over. We had to work on the chairs to get the water out of them. But we have a church. We're worshiping. We're here. Whenever two or more are gathered in my name, who else is here? Jesus. I had one pastor, Bud Roofs. the LCA pastor, who always, and he demanded this. If we had 50 people in church that day, we put down 51 in the book. Mm-hmm. Why? Because either we believe he's here or we don't. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. So God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utter his voice and the earth melts. But the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. So like Luther, like Pastor Don, here I stand, I can do no other. I serve my Lord Jesus Christ. I am a minister of the gospel, not of the law. And it is through the saving grace of Lord Jesus Christ that we all have a chance at eternal life. My friends, I hope that this message of forgiveness and eternal life keeps your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord